Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Several months ago, I told you, and I've repeated it since, this from the USA Today, today's USA Today, the 7th, contentious debate over guns expected soon in Congress. Take a listen to this. Gun control advocates say Congress remains strongly sympathetic to the powerful gun lobby, so they've adjusted their tactics to focus on state capitals where the gun debate has been intense. If you listen to me on Sundays on Armed American Radio's flagship powerhouse from 8 to 11 Sundays in hundreds of cities across the country, this is not the first time you've read that or heard that. We've been telling you that for quite some time. Should not surprise you. On April 3rd, the White House released this statement from Obama and his wife. Michelle and I join the American people in expressing our horror and sadness at the reports coming out of Garissa, Kenya. Words cannot adequately condemn the terrorist atrocities that took place at Garissa University College, where innocent men and women were brazenly and brutally massacred. We join the world in mourning them, many of whom were students pursuing an education in the pursuit of a better life for themselves and their loved ones. They represented a brighter future for a region that has seen too much violence for far too long. We also commend the heroism of the responders who lost their lives and the selfless protection of the students and faculty. I know firsthand the extraordinary resilience and fundamental decency of the people of Kenya, so I know that the people of Garissa and all of Kenya will grieve, but their determination to achieve a better and more secure future will not be deterred, and neither will the resolve of the United States. We will stand hand in hand with the Kenyan government and people against the scourge of terrorism and in their efforts to bring communities together. This much is clear. The future of Kenya will not be defined by violence and terror. It will be shaped by young people like those at Garissa University College, by their talents, their hopes, and their achievements. So this is a message I will relay to the Kenyan people when I visit Kenya in July. Even at this difficult hour, the Kenyan people should know they have an unwavering friend and ally in the United States of America. Sounds okay to a headline surfer, but we're not headline surfers here on Armed American Radio, are we? What does that statement have to do with our firearms freedoms? Admittedly, nothing directly, but it does have to do with the way this president sees and views our values and our traditions as Americans. Earlier today, as I do every Tuesday where I get in trouble, I sit down and I write my post for the Concealed Carry Report. It's a report that hits over 1.7 million email boxes every Friday morning. 1.7 million, that's a lot of email boxes. I think the open rate is over 65 or 70%. That speaks loudly to the dedication of gun owners who read the Concealed Carry Report. But this passage that I just read caught my attention for a number of reasons. Predominantly, as I mentioned, the fact that it speaks volumes about our current White House occupant, and I guess let me put it this way. It speaks volumes about the occupant of the White House and his dedication to our values as a nation. And not only his, but the progressive left's in general, or lack thereof. Obama has claimed to be a Christian, yet every time he's been given the opportunity to address the war against Christians being waged by Islam, a faction of Islam, that's right, a faction of Islam, he ignores the plight of the Christian, curiously, who, by the way, are being slaughtered in various parts of around the globe by Muslim terrorists. Imagine, if you will, for just one moment, imagine this. Bibi Netanyahu ignoring the faith of over 140 murdered Jews at the hands of Muslim terrorists who openly committed their act of terror. Think about it. Who openly committed their act of terror and murder against the Jews simply because they were Jews, which is exactly what happened in Kenya and Libya and continues in Iraq. Can you imagine that? If he ignored the faith of the Jews who were slaughtered in a terrorist attack during an official statement? I submit that you can't. I couldn't imagine that. So let's get something straight. This president knows damn good and well that the killings were orchestrated attacks against Christians by Muslims who planned the attacks long in advance. He also knows damn well that the Christians around the world are under threat, continuing the threat of continuing slaughter by Islamic terrorists. Yet he refuses to say it. He won't even admit it. An American president refuses to say what the world knows. And he, quite frankly, looks like an idiot as a result of that refusal to say what the world knows. Everybody knows, and everybody's onto it, and they're looking at it in astonishment. He did say, though, that he knows firsthand the resiliency of the Kenyan people. I'm sure he does. So what does this have to do with firearms freedoms? As I said, it doesn't directly, but it does say enough about this man who occupies the White House and claims to be a Christian to, maybe I should say, not determine, but it reconfirms that he simply does not hold the same American values that you or I do. And I hate to break this to you. If you have bad credit, what is bad credit, or how long does bad credit stay on your credit report? 7 years, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's because, unfortunately, if you have a history of not paying your darn bills for the last 7 years, the odds are pretty strong that you're not going to pay your bills in the eighth year. That's a safe bet. The same thing can be noted about this president. We have nearly 7 years of this administration under our belt, so it's a pretty safe bet to say this. If we can determine time after time, which we have by actions and deeds and words over the last nearly 7 years, that he simply does not see the same America that we see, that he does not view America as the world's last and greatest hope for freedom and prosperity in these very dangerous times, that he does not see a nation built upon the foundation of rule of law and Christian principles at the time of its founding, how can he be trusted to protect those very values that we cherish? Those values including our precious and cherished right to bear arms, our Second Amendment right to bear arms. The plain truth is, he can't. And the last 7 years prove, I believe, that he never will. If you've got bad credit over 7 years, the odds are you're going to have it for the next seven. That's just a plain sad fact. Now, there are exceptions to every rule. But it pains me to see, after 7 years of this charade, people in positions of power, whether that power be political, whether it be media, who give this man the benefit of the doubt, then they act shocked when they hear another blatant lie. If you like your health care, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. Or if they witness another unconstitutional slap at the rule of law, immigration, or another attempt to pit Americans against themselves and divide us. Ferguson, the beer summit. I could go on and on. All you've got to do is look up Eric Holder and his support of Eric Holder and this incredible divisiveness. The fact is, this man can't be trusted. The history is clear, and he simply has not earned the benefit of the doubt. He has not earned it. Sean.
Yes.
Do you agree with that? Come on, critique me here. Am I wrong? Where am I going off? Am I off base a little bit here? I want you to set me straight.
Well, Mark, you know everybody needs health care. Health care is a constitutional right. No.
I see. In other words, I'm on target here.
What I'm trying to do is
paint that picture for you of an individual who just simply does not see America the way we see America.
Well, no.
And as I was writing my blurb for the Concealed Carry Report, a couple things dawned on me, and one of them is this, and I'll close the segment out with this. Does he see America the way we see it? I submit to you, he doesn't. Look, it's widely reported that this guy doesn't even like going to Camp David, right?
Yes.
The presidential retreat deep in Maryland's mountains, the Catoctin Mountains, the mountain escape resort. They've been used by, presidents over many, many years. In fact, it's so secluded and it's so serene, presidents, that everything, it is the White House in the mountains. They don't even need to tell anybody they're going. They just go. You don't need to know. Okay, but I've seen reports that he's been there less than any president before him, and it's easy to see why.
Even with all the vacation days,
he doesn't like the woods, man. The woods can be messy and dirty, right? It's buggy out there. Right? I mean, I want you to follow me here, right? American values, all right?
Yeah.
Can you really picture this little urban dweller, Muslim sympathizing, mullah coddling, American apologist, gun hating, Marxist sympathizer, megalomaniac, progressive statist, junior tyrant, wearing any article of camo clothing?
I think not.
Even a hat? I think not, too. I have to go now before I get sick. When we come back, Alan Gottlieb will try to set me straight.
I haven't even seen him with a hat on.
Particularly camo.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, no doubt in the safest radio studio in North America. Some of the top topics on other shows recently: Indiana's Religious Freedom Act, Rand's nuclear negotiations, Comedy Central's Trevor Noah Flapp, new ISIS Al-Qaeda violence, 2016 presidential prospects, German Wings Flight 9525 investigation, California water issues, and Cynthia Lennon's death were among some of the top talk stories last week. You won't hear any of that here. What you will hear on Armed American Radio is this: the Second Amendment Foundation announced today that it has taken on funding the case of a retired Glendale, Arizona Navy veteran whose gun collection was seized by authorities because of an ongoing dispute with a neighbor who obtained a protection order. The case of 56, I'm quoting from the Second Amendment Foundation press release, the case of 56-year-old Rick Bailey has made headlines in the Southwest and across the internet. Bailey has complained to the city of Glendale about the neighbor's habit of parking dump trucks used in his landscaping company. The dispute unfolded over several months until Bailey called police over concerns of toxic chemical odors apparently coming from the neighbor's property that would probably be coming off of those dump trucks that are certainly an eyesore to look out and see in your neighborhood in Glendale, Arizona. The neighbor apparently alleged that Bailey had threatened him, and the following day he obtained a harassment order against Bailey. Police showed up and took his gun collection. And he wants his property back. Of course he wants his property back. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, joins me to talk a little bit about this case and some other fun things. Alan, this is a due process issue. It's just incredible that we're at a point in America where someone can make a simple accusation and you can lose your personal property rights and also your Second Amendment Bill of Rights guaranteed constitutional freedoms as a result of that confiscation. What gives?
Well, Mark, before I actually get into the actual specifics of this case, I want to say this happens all across the country, not just in even Arizona here, which is a gun-friendly state where this is taking place, but happens all across the country. And quite frankly, you're going to get it first, but Fox News is breaking a story on FoxNews.com either later today or first thing tomorrow morning about gun confiscation like this that happens all across the country in a number of states that the Second Amendment Foundation is really highlighted in for some of our actions to try and stop it around the country. But here in Arizona, in this particular case, I mean, it's retaliation for filing a complaint with the city about toxic waste being parked in the street. This guy is retired, our Navy vet. He's at home all day long in the hot fumes in Arizona. The smell is ridiculous. The city told the neighbor that he had to move the trucks and couldn't use his business trucks and leave them parked on our residential street. But he brings them back intentionally on the weekends when the city doesn't have any employees, you know, to come monitor it, just to annoy our Navy veteran neighbor. Our Navy veteran neighbor did nothing at all, didn't touch the guns, didn't threaten anything, did nothing at all. There was actually no evidence. This is where somebody can get to go to a court ex parte, so to speak, all by themselves, and file out a complaint, judge signs an order, and bingo, all your guns get confiscated, even though you did nothing wrong. And this happens all across the country. I get stories like this every week hitting my desk. This one is so atrocious that we decided to pick up the legal defense of it. And aside from trying to get the law changed in Arizona and other states, we're going to court to get his gun rights back, his guns back. Actually, he's lost his gun rights at the same time because with this restraining order, he can't even go out and buy a new one.
Okay. Wow. It really is. It's disturbing when you hear things like this. That a mere accusation. Well, let me go to somebody that a lot of people hate to talk about, a lot of people love to talk about. we had a conversation about this, Alan. It wasn't with you on the Sunday show, but it was with another guest lineup, and it was about George Zimmerman's guns being confiscated on accusations of domestic violence, none of them of which played out. All of them refused to be charged, and all of them resulted in his guns being confiscated, again, with no due process. And I would submit that this affects every American, whether you like George Zimmerman or not, makes no difference. The fact that someone can come and take your property like this, particularly your firearms, this should disturb or frighten or both every single American within earshot of our voices right now.
Oh, yes, it should. And you mention domestic violence. It's usually the complaints that are filed that then get people's guns confiscated. And we hear, you know, just like we've seen in allegations, for rapes committed at colleges and various things this past week, it turned out not to be true. There's an awful lot of people that go file false complaints against people just to get even with them, and it happens all the time. And there you go. You lose your gun rights. The burden of proof is now on you to try and get everything back. It's really just horrible. In this case, too, not only that, but the guys in the neighbor here who filed this complaint to get this restraining order also has a long rap sheet as well. I mean, to be candid about it, our Navy veteran would have reason to fear him living next door to him, not the other way around. And now he has no way to defend himself at all against his neighbor who obviously wants to get even with him.
Yeah, this is disturbing stuff, and it's important that every American hear this, because this is another tactic that can be employed against all gun owners. Take a listen to the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. It's pretty clear to me what that means. Due process. Did he have the opportunity to answer the allegation before his property was taken?
No, the first he knew about this order being in place was when the police knocked on his door to come get his guns. He had no idea this was being done at all. And here's a disabled Navy veteran that, doesn't have a whole lot of financial means to go out and retain an attorney, didn't even know what was going on. It's like all of a sudden he's accused of something. He doesn't even know what he's accused of. And, this is a frightening situation for any American to be put in. Just imagine, you being put in this situation like this. I mean, it's deplorable. We're definitely going to win this case in court. But the bigger thing is, can we get these kinds of laws changed? Because this happens every day, as this Fox News report is going to be coming out, talking about. We see this in California and New Jersey and Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. In Massachusetts, there's a similar twist to this, whereby the person's gun gets confiscated. The state doesn't hold it. They don't keep it to the police department. They give it to a licensed bonding house who then charges, quote-unquote, rent to you. So if you do get your gun back, you get this giant bill that's a whole lot more money than your firearm was to start with, or they don't give you your gun back.
So is getting a giant bill the local government's idea of taking for public use without just compensation?
So instead of giving you
just compensation, they're going to charge you to get it. It is absolutely astonishing. It's clearly unconstitutional. And I want to point out one of the quotes from you before we go to a break. This situation appears to have gotten out of control. A generation ago, neighbors solved this kind of dispute over a cup of coffee or a Sunday barbecue. We're helping Bailey in his appeal of the judge's order so he can not only reclaim his valuable firearms, but also some of his dignity as well. Back with Alan Gottlieb right after this.
Yes, I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys? Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It's a pleasure to have you here with me today. A couple things I'd like to report to you as we begin our second daily program today on a number of stations around the country. The live feed at armedamericanradio.com is up and running just fine. We appreciate your patience yesterday. We wanted to have access to it yesterday, so maybe we came out of the box, you know, a little bit too quick, but that's okay. That's how things get done. Things don't get done sitting around waiting for stuff to happen. Sometimes you got to make stuff happen, you know, and it worked. And thanks to everybody at the network and everybody at Triton and everybody in IT at the website that built the great American Armed American Radio New website. Thanks to all of you for your efforts for doing that. The Twitter feed at AAR Radio, at AARRADIO. Feel free to tweet me at any time during the broadcast. And those of you who subscribe to the podcast version of this show, if you can't listen live for whatever reason, there are many of you out there, you will not have to change any subscription. This show will now show up in your weekly show feed. Mm-hmm. You can just pick that up. As soon as we put the podcast up on the website, it will load up to your podcast subscription in iTunes, etc. So welcome. No changes to you. We've made life very, very easy for you. Contentious debate. This is what I like about the opportunity to do daytime radio with you. Contentious debate over guns expected soon in Congress. This is a report, again, I'm quoting from the USA Today. This is a good article for a lot of different reasons. Quoting, Senator Mitch McConnell assured the National Rifle Association a year ago that if Republicans took control of the Senate, the NRA's gun-friendly agenda would be on a faster track on Capitol Hill. He also said they would stop Obama's anti-immigration.
Mm-hmm.
See how that went. 3 months into the Kentucky Republicans' term as a majority leader, the 114th Congress has not been a hotbed of gun debate, but that debate is coming. Quote, with this new Congress, it is the calm before the storm, said Tim Daly, director of campaigns for guns and crime policy at the left-leaning Center for American Progress. By the way, thanks to USA Today writer Mary Troyan for pointing out left-leaning Center for American Progress. You don't see a lot of that, and we do appreciate that. I'm talking with the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, the great one and only Alan Gottlieb, also the founder of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and an individual who has done more to protect and expand and restore your gun rights than, let me put it this way, all Americans, freedom-loving Americans of any color or stripe owe this man a debt of gratitude. Alan, it's a pleasure to have you here, as usual.
Well, thanks for those kind words, Mark. I appreciate it.
It's all true. It's all true. We, Lord knows where we would be today if it wasn't for the efforts of men like you and other organizations as well, the Gun Owners of America doing their thing, the National Rifle Association and the individual patriots across the country and the states' rights group. Alan, I opened up the program with a following quote about states. And you know, I had made the statement on the weekly program for a long time, as you know, for many, many months, we've discussed it, that institutional gun control, as I've referred to it, at the federal level, that being gun control at the federal level, has changed as we know it in large part because of what I just read at the head of this USA Today column, and that is that they're shifting now, the gun control zealots are shifting their attention to the states. And, of course, we now see what happened in Washington, D.C. is now a hotbed. It's occurring in the state of Oregon, just south of you right now. And on the national show Sunday, you mentioned to our audience that unfortunately you thought the background check bill that passed in Washington, something similar, would be passing in Oregon. And they just passed a hurdle, a legislative committee hearing, I guess, just yesterday. So there is progress on this bill. It is fast-tracked. It is moving. Your thoughts on what's happening in Oregon quickly?
Yeah, it's pretty much going down exactly on party lines where all the Democrats are going to vote for it and all the Republicans are going to vote against it. But unfortunately, the Democrats, and that's not a good sign.
Yeah, it's not the news we wanted to hear, but, you know, we cannot refuse to accept the situation. Very quickly, before we move to a couple other topics in this column, what can people do? What can Oregonians do right now to make their voices heard? What's the best and most important thing they can do?
Well, they have to do it right now. You know, calling, faxing, emailing, anything you can do to get the whole of your legislator in Oregon to let them know that you do not want this passed, has to be done, and has to be done fast. And that's about all we can do because we don't have the billions of dollars that the Bloomberg machine does. They're using to have businesses that Bloomberg's, quite frankly, an investor in, lean on legislators in their home states to pass this type of stuff. All the stops being pulled out by the other side. And what we have on our side, obviously, is a grassroots army that needs to speak out right now or it'll be too late.
Yeah, unfortunately, the time is now. If you are listening, and I know you are in Oregon, I know you are. There are stations that are playing this broadcast right now in Oregon. Please take the time. Make the phone call. If you have to look up your legislator, do it. Look up your legislator. You can go to the National Rifle Association or just Google it. Find it. Make the phone call. Do it today. It's incredibly important. Make your voice heard. Alan, in this piece today in the USA Today, they talk about a number of firearms-related bills that are, quote-unquote, as you heard, in the hopper. Let's talk about a couple of them. Legislation introduced in February by Democrats, including three from Connecticut, imagine that, to want to ban magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammo. The Newtown Action Alliance, which endorsed the proposal, says 11 children escaped when Newtown shooter Adam Lanza stopped to reload. Does that bill have any stand a chance in this Congress?
Not in this Congress, no. But one of the problems with these proposals, Mark, is that after they're around for a long period of time, they become like, you know, not radical, not extreme. It's an idea it's not new. And then why they keep pushing this, knowing they're not going to pass it in this Congress, is because they want it there for the next Congress and the Congress after that, so that if leadership changes, they can then push it through.
Okay, so when we talk about the gun control jihadis being very patient, this is evidence of that, right?
Oh, most definitely. I'm glad you raised that. The other side is extremely patient. You know, things ebb and flow with this, depending on who gets elected and who's in power and who's in control. And so they just want all these bills all stacked up there, so when the timing is right, then they go. They move.
Okay. Yeah, we warn you about that. Now we're warning you about that every day. Very, very important. Next one, an NRA-backed proposal from Cornyn in Texas that would treat concealed weapon permits like driver's licenses, allowing people with a permit in one state to carry in another state that issues such permits. Of course, we know that here as national reciprocity. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I think right now in the Senate, there's definitely a majority of the senators that are in favor of it. The problem is we have to be able to get past the filibuster to be able to make sure that, you know, it gets through the Senate, so it gets to the floor for a vote. And I think we're within a vote, I think, or two at most, to be able to break that logjam and have it. And of course, if it happens and we pass it in the Senate, there's no doubt it will pass in the House. The problem, again, is going to be we have a president in the White House who's going to veto it. Unless we can figure out a way to attach it as an amendment to some other piece of legislation that the president has to sign because he needs it passed, and therefore he'll look the other way, so to speak, and tout what the rest of the bill is about, but not about the gun provision. That's how we were able to pass getting people to have firearms in national parks to protect themselves. But they're able to get people, you know, laws passed to have people on ride on Amtrak to bring their guns with them in their luggage on Amtrak. You have to get it attached to something the president has to sign. Otherwise, Obama will veto it.
Yeah, a great point. Let's go to a quote from the same column by Daley of the Center for American Progress. He says, it's only a matter of time before we see concealed carry come up, but no doubt we feel this is veto bait. What was he referring to as veto bait, do you think?
But he's referring to the fact that Congress knows that Obama will veto it, so they'll try to pass it knowing that Obama's going to veto it anyway, but they're going to do it just to show where they stand.
Okay.
And again, that's why I wanted them to fight smart and try to attach it to something that Obama is forced to sign.
Yeah, that's always nice. What we don't want is something that we have to swallow or hold our nose that he signs in an effort to get that through. So we want to that's why you have to pay very, very careful attention to what's going on in the halls of Congress. Okay, here's another one. Legislation by Senator Marco Rubio, Florida, and Representative Jim Jordan, Ohio, to repeal the District of Columbia's gun control laws, an idea that has languished in the House for years. The proposal could gain momentum with Republicans controlling the Senate, and Rubio expected to run for president. Now, we've got about 20 seconds before we hear the music and have to let you go, but your thoughts quickly.
Same thing. We're a vote or two from getting the filibuster busted in the Senate to make it flow. It'll pass the House, but again, we have a problem with President Obama. So if it's not attached to something like a, you know, D.C. appropriations bill for the D.C. government or something important, we're not going to get it through.
All right, Alan, can you stay with us for just a couple minutes? I'd like to bring you into the next segment for about 2 or 3 minutes. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Great. Love to have you back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, continues right after this.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com.
The Ruger American Rifle, an American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a short 70-degree bolt throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. Help Ruger raise $1 million for the NRA. Visit Ruger.com/million to learn more.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters. It's an honor to be here with you today. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to visit with us as we visit with you. Hopefully you learn something and have fun in the process. We like to do both. A couple things before we go back to Alan Gottlieb, who was kind enough to stay over for the break and before we have to let him go. Make sure to stop by the Crossbreed Holsters booth, National Rifle Association annual meetings coming up in Nashville this weekend, this Friday, April 9th, 10th, and 11th. I will be at the Crossbreed booth on Saturday. I saw a press release that went out today. I was unaware that it had gone out. But I will be there from 11 to 2, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Crossbreed Holster booth. I'll be there signing both of my books. Come pick up one or come get two. If you already have a copy, stop by. I'll be more than happy to say hello, shake your paw, and write something on that book for you. That's better if you buy the other one, though. I can tell you that much. In the meantime, also Friday, April 10th, make sure to visit with me, Dana Lash, Ted Nugent, Tim Schmidt, Alan Gottlieb, who is our great guest, John Lott, Nikki Gosar, Brad Thor, Katie Pavlich, Phil Valentine, and many others at the Crime Prevention Research Center meet and greet, the stand-up dinner and fundraiser for the Crime Prevention Research Center. Please visit crimeresearch.org for information on how to attend that on Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a great time, so make sure you do that. And also, please activate your Concealed Carry Magazine subscription. You go to USCCA on AAR, USCCA on AAR.com. and activate your subscription, and you will be in the running. The promotion is unbelievable this month, giving away a new gun every single day. If you activate your subscription to the best pro-gun, pro-concealed carry magazine in the nation, you will automatically be registered that day for the gun giveaway that day. They're giving away over 40,000 guns or $40,000 in guns. They did last year. They're in the process of it right now. USCCA on AAR. Good luck. If you win it, let me know. I'll be more than happy to. I'll bring you on the show to talk about what you won. So welcome back to the program. Alan Gottlieb, the contentious debate over guns expected soon in Congress. I was rolling through a couple of them that this USA Today column. I have USAA insurance. It was kind of a faux pas. For many of us, it says, outdoor activities, including hunting and fishing, are traditions that have been passed down from generations to generations. Several proposals, according to this column, that deal with the outdoorsman. Those include measures to exempt ammunition from EPA regulation, allow guns to be carried on land managed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, steer federal conservation funds towards opening more public lands to sportsmen, and allow bows to be transported across national park land. This is a great bill. It's almost shocking to me that we can't do these things, or these aren't in place already.
Well, again, you know, the reporter referenced that lots of people use firearms, historically and culturally, and that's exactly what the other side is trying to break. So everything they can do to stop anybody from being able to use a firearm responsibly, they want to do, because they just don't want guns around, period. And this is why it's such a knockdown drag out battle. There is no compromise with the other side, because mm-hmm. They really don't want you to have the gun to begin with. They don't want you to have a Second Amendment. So either they're going to try to work around it and pretend it doesn't exist, or they're going to try to repeal it.
The EPA regulations, we just saw what happened with the M855, the ATF. What a joke that was. They eventually pulled it because the public outcry was vast and it was loud. And if you participated, by the way, thank you very much. But this is what they do. They use these government ABC alphabet soup agencies to try to take away your freedoms through regulations. So, hopefully we see some activity on this. But one that's personal to me, allow guns to be carried on land managed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. My family likes to camp. We've got a beautiful lake not too far from where I live that is controlled by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. You can't take a gun on the property. You can't have it in your camper, nor can you have it on your boat while you're out on the water or the surrounding land. So that would be nice to be able to see. And here we go. This one's
sure contentious. It would.
It really would. It's crazy that it's not. A House bill to expand background checks to include private gun sales online and at gun shows. Now, man, Representative Peter King apparently has co-sponsored a bill with Californian Mike Thompson. Do you know anything about this? This was the first I'd heard about King sponsoring that bill or sponsoring legislation to that effect.
Yeah, I think King basically has sold his soul to Bloomberg, if you want my honest opinion. And this bill has lots of bad provisions in it. It goes far beyond what the title says, and quite frankly, doesn't have any protections in it that need to be there and put in place before the government gets all this data, which we know they misuse all the time, particularly against gun owners. So that's a problem, child, and that bill isn't going to go anywhere.
Okay, I'll stop right there for now. They throw a little bit of a bone to the NRA there. It says to minimize NRA opposition, advocates of expanded background checks added Second Amendment protections to the bill, including provisions that would specifically ban creation of a federal gun registry and exempt gun transfers among family members and friends, etc. Yeah, okay. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. We don't want your information. Nobody's coming after your guns. I'm a shooter, too. Phony picture of me at Camp David. I don't trust a lot of them. Alan, thank you so much for joining me today. You're the first guest on the new Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and it will not be the last time you're here, I promise you. I will see you this Friday in Nashville as well.
You will, and I'm really honored, Mark, to be your first guest, and congratulations with the launch.
Thank you so much, Alan. We'll see you this weekend at the National Rifle Association Convention. Ladies and gentlemen, you too can meet the great Alan Gottlieb by visiting crimeresearch.org. If you're going to be in Nashville, please come by and say hi. We'd love to shake your paw. All right. Wow. A lot going on, but there's a couple things I want to remind you of as we close out the broadcast. The Second Amendment is a founding principle of America. It's a founding principle of our nation. You know what the Bill of Rights is, don't you? Hopefully you know what the Bill of Rights is. Hopefully you don't have to go to your kids' history books, right? You know what it is. It's the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. You understand that? Ratified in 1791. And it was heavily debated at the time. It took over 2 years to ratify. It is a founding principle. It's one of the 10 original founding principles of our nation. It was debated during our founding by our founders. And it's you and I, as law-abiding Americans, who are living as our founders intended. You think about that. Think about that. It's you and I who are living as our founders intended. Not only did they intend it, but they wrote it into our founding documents themselves. This was not a later amendment added as the 18th Amendment banning alcohol, for example, or an amendment later to repeal it by a Congress 150 years later and ratified by states that didn't exist during our founding. These were founding principles debated and written into our founding documents by the men who founded our nation. Those who argue against it are arguing against the very founding principles of our nation. And I want to remind you that it is not us, you and I, the law-abiding gun owner, who is on the wrong side of history. It's the freedom haters and the gun control jihadis standing not on our founding principles, but on fundamental change. And we all know what fundamental change is, don't we? We all know what fundamental change means. It means the very destruction of our traditions and our long-standing American way of life and our rights that we as Americans cherish, including, and most important, the one that protects all others, the right to bear arms. Our political enemies will never stop. They will never stop until and unless they are stopped. You must stay awake. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you tomorrow here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.